SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Week 11 ranks with Bogman and the Welsh and you. Just us. I think it's about that time. Double digis hit. It's time for you guys to hang out with your old boys, Bogman and the Welsh, the rest of the way through. Just get our ranks, get our craziness, our thoughts on a weird-ass season. I love the complete turn face that the Colts we're going to talk about have done. And just like, we're going to go here, we're going to go here, we're going to go there. We'll talk about the ramifications with that. Final little sets of bye weeks. Trade deadline is coming to a close in the majority of leagues this coming week. So we're going to cover all of that. Go over to InThisLeague.com today. Sign up on the Patreon. I believe Bogman just dropped a rank update. Is that
correct?
Yes,
I did.
Was that a Dynasty update?
Dynasty update. It is on our Patreon right now for everyone to see.
Very, very sexy. So I know, saw someone go, do we see in-season updates? And Bogman was like, hop, hop, plam. Here you go. Boom. As a matter of fact, it's right here.
I'm an idiot and I did it a month ago and I thought I posted it and I did not. So there we go. We got this one. It's been a long season for everybody. I'm a little bit overwhelmed with all the college stuff I'm doing right now too, but that's slowing down and we're getting back to it. So my bad on the delay, but it is up right now. Also for all of you baseball people, I put together a huge sheet every year. It's a great resource for you to do your rankings. I got the current NFBC ADP on there, which, you know, it's only 20 drafts deep, so there's going to be a lot changing going on, but I have that with all kinds of stats and all kinds of links and goodies, so also available on our Patreon.
Check it out, InThisLeague.com. Sign up today. You can also get access to the GroupMe rooms, hang out with the boys, get in the GroupMe rooms, hang out with our community, which is awesome, have access to us, and just know that you're supporting us. That's a big thing. Big thing for us. Supporting us in the back half of the year going into the new year. InThisLeague.com. Sign up today. Be the Vinny, the proud, the ITL Army. We salute you. Week 11 ranks. Dude, Mick, by the way, and just did the rank show on Fantasy Pros. Mick was fourth. Mick was first a couple weeks ago with us on the show. He was fourth. Fitz was 18th. You actually had a pretty good week as well, Boggs. I didn't even look. I think you were like right around top 50. I think you were like inside the top 50. You were like one spot ahead of Erickson. So it was a pretty good. I did not have a great ranks week. I think I was maybe the world's worst quarterback ranker, but I was like top 15 or 20 in tight ends. And I think I was decent in running backs or wide receivers or whatever. But we're going to be going through some of our plays, what the ranks look like. I can reference some of the things that are going on as well in the overall ECR on Fantasy Pros from doing that show. But let's kick in and talk about the stuff and the things. By the way, we do have a voicemail at the end. I forgot I mentioned that. Voicemails are pretty much dead. Moyes kind of has a career contract. You know what I mean? Like he's like he's going to have a ring of honor type of guy. Like if he's around, we're going to just air one. But this is essentially the voicemail. So we do have a voicemail at the end once we are done talking about ranks. The big news though, this happened like 20 minutes before I started the rank show on Fantasy Pros. Thank God, by the way, because it sucks when it doesn't, because then you're just like doing this whole nonsense where, you know, you're talking about something that is the biggest piece of news. The biggest piece of news is that Shane Steichen just absolutely ate all of his words. Eats crow. Caw-caw! Just takes everything he says Monday. Anthony Richardson's got to still learn. He's not ready. This is Joe Flacco's team. We're going to keep going. And it's gone. Anthony Richardson named the quarterback for this week and presumably moving forward and showing us that the Colts truly do not know what they're doing. This is something from the higher ups. Shane Steichen's just kind of winging it out there. And it has huge ramifications to the fantasy pieces around, most likely. So what was your reaction to Anthony Richardson being back out there?
Okay. You know, that's pretty much all you can say. And this is, I mean, Steichen has proven it seems to be a puppet right now for Jim Irsay. It's just whatever Jim Irsay says. And look, that's the boss. So, you know, you're getting paid a bunch of money, so you are going to be the fall guy here. But this is Jim Irsay saying, ah, Joe's not going to get us anywhere. Let's throw the kid back in. I feel like are you giving up on the season after two losses? That's it. You move to Flacco. You lose twice, and now he's burned. It's done. If we're going to lose, we might as well lose with Richardson, I guess, is the thought process here. If it is really Shane Steichen saying it, but it's not good for fantasy. It's only good for Jonathan Taylor. It's not good for the wide receivers at all. So, Pittman is coming back. You know,
is Josh he coming back officially?
Good. Well, he practiced in full today, so I'm
okay. That's a good sign. Play. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about Anthony Richardson first. We had Pianowski on, and Fitz and Pianowski both didn't feel much of a change. My problem is like, I think you could like create some scenario where Anthony Richardson ends up being, you know, like a top 12 quarterback this week and stuff. But the problem, and I guess we did that all year. what I'm getting at is like, I think I was one of the first earliest adopters of being like, I'm done with Richardson. I'm open to the possibility, but we don't know. We don't know what they've been doing in this time where he's been benched. Have they been working on simplifying the offense to optimize Richardson? Has he been working on something to get better? I would assume not. They seem like a bunch of idiots. Like, you know, no offense, right? No offense, guys. They don't seem to know what they're doing. So I have to take it for face value that Richardson's probably just been, you know, tapping out. Let me go sit on the bench, not doing anything new. And if that's the case, then why would I think he is even remotely startable? So like, if you're in a super flex, I don't know, man. I'm not sure you, depending what your quarterback situation, unless you were putting Will Levis out there, I don't know that I jump in, especially this week, to wanting Richardson out there. But I think that kind of speaks for itself.
Where do you have him ranked? I got him at 22.
That's the exact number I have. I'm looking at it right here. It's the exact number. I do have him above Carr right now. I got him above Caleb.
Yep. Same.
So outside of that, it's like
Will Levis, Mac Jones. Yeah, but you're not putting him ahead of Kirk Cousins, even against Denver.
Nope.
You're not putting him ahead of Sam Darnold, even banged up. Geno against your Niners, I would assume they're playing from behind. Jameis against New Orleans, they haven't been good.
Yeah, it's all bad. I mean, none of it's even remotely making sense. So you talked about what is the bigger weight here. The wide receivers. Josh Downs. This one happened kind of live on the show because he was ranked 19 when we started the show, when I had pulled the ECR in half PPR. Both of those fine gentlemen were like, he's going outside the top 30 now with this adjustment. Where are you, or where did you move Josh Downs off of this? Because he's just, and also Michael Pittman, that's the other. And I think Pat even said on the show, if Pittman's active, he would move Downs closer to the 40s. Pittman active really throws a wrench in this as well. Where do you have Downs if Pittman is active?
Currently, I'm assuming Pittman is active, and I have Josh Downs at 29. So I have him.
Oh,
I mean, I could move him down to.
I have him further down.
Three. That's I think that's the lowest I could put him. That would be behind Tank Dell, JSN, Waddle, and Cooper. I did do this before we knew Pittman was going to go, so I moved Pittman up to 46. I think that's probably where I'm going to keep him.
So, I think I might go. Well, so before Pittman news, I had Downs at 34. So I was already lower than where you're saying you're even willing to consider. I think the general range of being around, like, I mean, if Mari Cooper's active, I'll make him higher, but like Jerry Jeudy, DJ Moore, Michael Pittman, Ricky Pearsall, I think there's an easy scenario where Pearsall is the three, could outperform either of the Colts wide receivers. So I don't trust it. I think they're mid 30s guys. You know, they're best flex, not maybe wide receiver threes, but I have Downs at 35 and I have Pittman at 38. So there's like a little bit of hedging in there, but they're not great options.
Still think like Downs and Richardson have a good connection. Pittman was real bad with him, so that's why I'm way lower on Pittman than I am Downs. But
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. It's not good. It's really bad for everybody. And we're just kind of starting to see Ad and I get going. That was, of course, without Pittman. But I don't know. The only guy that this doesn't really make a difference for is Alec Pierce because he's boom or bust anyway.
So. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I kind of actually think like Ad and I has been better with Richardson, but there's just too many guys in there. Like if you had Pittman out and Ad and I there, I might be like, oh, there might be something sneaky.
I can tell you that Mitch has been open a bunch with Richardson in there and Richardson has just missed him. So there have been some big plays on the field for him. I feel like you're right. He played better with Richardson, but had less results with Richardson. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I mean, I doubt that 2 weeks has improved Richardson to, you know, a startable level. So that's why we're both keeping him way down in the QB rankings.
Yeah. And it's really about Downs, though. Downs is the one that goes from this like no brainer starter to like, well, if you got better options, you know, maybe you can move there. Like he lives now in the world of like Waddle and Brian Thomas and stuff like that. So that's the messiest news of the week. And, you know, poor Josh Downs, RIP. Hopefully things fix themselves up. One little like this was going to be maybe this positive for this week. It's already been announced. It's not going to happen. The positive Isaiah Pacheco, or as some of our friends like to say, Pacheco, Pacheco window has opened up. And he was practicing, but I believe they've already
show
said
Seedly this week.
No, I didn't. I just thought of it. So there's somebody else that says Pacheco too on the show. I think that it's I do. Joe. So maybe they're talking with each other, but I think I was about to say it. Pacheco is not going to play this week. That's already kind of been confirmed. So last hurrah. This is Venom, the last dance for Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, I mean, maybe because what Deepak initially said, and I'll be sure to ask him about this on that FP Sunday show about Pacheco. But what he initially had said about Pacheco's injury was that this isn't something that really gets corrected without some you know, real rest time. So he said, even if Pacheco comes back, he's going to be somewhat limited. We'll see. Maybe post-surgery, they found some stuff. I don't know. I'll ask him about it and see if there is a difference, but it's definitely going, he's definitely at least going to eat into a lot of Kareem Hunt's production. And hopefully he would push Kareem Hunt to the bench because I don't have any Kareem Hunt shares and I got a couple Pachecos. So we'll see.
Here's a funny thing. Always comfortable. We joke about some of our friends who don't talk about their misses or their negatives, where talk about the negatives and the positives all you want. I have such a wide ranging fantasy football season that's happening here. I've got the bad. I am the literal worst because I'm going to tell you a good. I'm the literal worst in our Fantasy Pros content team, which sucks because it's all of the on-air people. I'm the bottom barrel. That stinks. So I have a last place team. I'm doing pretty good in flex, by the way. Seeley just put out there. I'm tied for second. You know, I've got some good industry ones, but the good FFPC. I feel like talking about it at all is kind of jinxing it, but I've had a good run if people have been following me this year. We're going into week 11. The playoffs start in week 13. And if you're first and second, I think you get like automatic into the championship round where money is there. Both of my teams are in second place. Both of them. I'm very happy about that. But one of my teams, Boggs, it is top. I'm 54th. In the world or in the Fantasy Pros Online Championship, 54th overall. And I've been struck with some injuries on that team. And part of the reason to talk about it, I have Pacheco on that team. And I have been making do without Pacheco this entire time. And there's this part of me that's like, get him out there this week. Let him work up next week. And please, for the love of God, right when the Fantasy Pros Online Championship starts up in the playoffs and the championship round, please, for the love of God, give me Pacheco, because I believe it's like week 15 or 17 or something that the actual online. Please let me have full bore Pacheco back so I could do some damage in those leagues, because I went heavy wide out and I got a couple good ones. So I have my only Pacheco share, I believe. I have one keeper league as well. It's our it's our Superflex Dynasty, but I've got him in FFPC on my number one team in fantasy right now. The only one I actually am going to care about. Would I like to win flex? Absolutely. To know that Seeley has to spend money on me and send me a belt, nothing would gratify me more except winning a grip of money in FFPC. That would feel really good. So it's the only thing I want like in the world right now. That's what I want for Christmas, is to rank and finish really high in that FFPC league, please.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell where I am in this DK best ball league that we did. I know I'm winning the league by 200 points, but I don't know where I am in the 1.5 mil overall. I don't know how to get to it, honestly. So they may not even release it until later in the season.
It's the same thing. A lot of these big championships, once week 13 starts, it goes into this like kind of like playoff mode.
Okay.
So you'll advance. You're almost locked up. And now I'm in that one. I'm fifth. And I also have one, though. It's a different league in the million milli maker that I'm second. And I've been in first the entire year, and I got knocked down by 6 points, I think it is. So it's super important weeks coming up, but I think we would move on to like the next playoff round of best ball is how it works.
I started real strong in a bunch of leagues, and I've kind of faded in a couple. So I'm like fourth to six in a bunch, but there are a couple like flex. I'm still first in. I'm still really high in our super flex. I'm like third or fourth in my home league now that I've lost a couple weeks in a row. So, but I'm still pretty high in most of my leagues. The tags league is the one where I'm sinking like a stone right now. So I've had a bunch of injuries in that one, and I can't get guys off the wire that I want. So that one's been a little difficult, but yeah, the rest of my leagues I'm doing pretty decent in.
Yeah. And my main point of that was like, to tie it into Pacheco, it's like, there literally couldn't be something more important, and I have Pacheco, but I'm dying from this news because it's like, I don't want him active and then super like limited when it counts. It's like, get it done with now, please get him out there, go to week 12, let him have his 10 carries and split, and then unleash him.
Well, when Kyle Shanahan was his coach, we know he'd get 25 touches in the first game back. So
yeah. Oh dude, the other thing, you made my week, by the way, when you told me that D-Bro publicly was trying to call me a homer and how wrong I was about McCaffrey, and then how right I was. Makes my day.
Did he give him crap about it yet?
I did it on a Fantasy Pro show. I was like, yeah, D-Bro didn't think that I was correct and thought I was a homer. But when did you know that? 19 touches when I said it would be 20. So no big deal. That made my day. I always love that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Knock that super smart D-Bro down a peg or two, you know, the primer man. He's very smart. He really is. I love D-Bro. But I like to be right, especially about like when I'm like hardcore, like in your face about being right. I really want to be right about that. Like, okay, well, I wasn't worried about the stream or whatever, but like, you know, when I was with him,
I thought maybe finally, and because he had said so, that we wouldn't get a crazy amount of CMC. But of course, 50. I mean, he was not in on 8 snaps of the game. 56 of 64 snaps. That's insane.
Did you see where he is on McCaffrey on
the ECR this week? I didn't see where he was. I saw that in ECR, CMC is 1, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's number 1.
Oh, I thought you were talking about D-Bro. Yeah, no.
No.
I don't have him at 1, but I have him real high.
D-Bro had a good week. D-Bro does the primer. He's you know, if you don't give D-Bro his credit, then you're messing with yourself and you don't know D-Bro well enough. Dude puts in the work. But I, you know, like, you know, they say like that person knows ball. Like, I know Niners. Like, just don't question me about the Niners. Except when I say Christian McCaffrey's going to play, don't worry about it. Oh, I'm not worried about it. And then
I'm not worried about any of this.
All right. Some other news out here before we start talking about the actual ranks. Nico Collins is actually expected to be back this week. He was like, going to be back next week. Nope. He is going to be back this week, which is huge. Houston's going up against Dallas. Dallas is just a shell of, you know, of whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to have Mixon at 1.
You're going to put Mixon at 1?
Dallas looks bad. They look like they may be giving up too, which is
awesome. That's funny that you said that, because we had this long conversation about Stroud, and I think, God, who was it? I think it was Fitz had like Stroud at 16. I want to put Stroud as a top 10 quarter or top 12 quarterback this week, just because you get Nico back. That Dallas team is just kind of decimated. I kind of think they're going to try to get back to just slinging the ball. Revenge for Dalton Schultz. Absolutely. I think CJ is going to get back on that horse this week. So I kind of like him. So there's a little precursor.
Yeah, I have him. I have, what's his ECR? 16. I'm a little higher than that. So Dallas just looks, you know, cooked. And who is playing quarterback? Do we even know? So
I think it's Cooper Rush still, but it'll be Trey Lance soon.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Philly is just really good right now. Maybe that's it. But hey, look,
here's a fair statement. That offense is not going to lose much when Trey Lance takes over for Cooper Rush. That's a pretty fair statement, right?
I mean, what is this? Did I wrong you? No,
I thought
that
was
way?
Funny. I thought I was just trying to make a joke. That was fine. I don't care about the Cooper Rush stuff. I was kind of,
No. Look, I honestly, I really thought Cooper Rush had filled in a couple times for Dak and didn't look terrible when he was doing it. And he won the job in camp. I was like, maybe they don't miss too much, but nope. No. I think they'd be better off starting Trey Lance because he can move. The offensive line is bad.
I think they know he can't throw. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Skylar Thompson, but Trey Lance, but picked really high.
Oh, so. Man. Look at these. You're throwing out strays today.
What's the difference? Trey Lance, what a joke. I mean, amazing all the Niner guys could keep their jobs after bumbling that. One of the all-time biggest bumbles of picks.
Well, I mean, listen.
Fourth, which looks hilarious.
But listen, if it wasn't Trey Lance, it was going to be Mac Jones. So you were losing either way in that one, it seems like.
Man, is that the truth? And redraft that and see who the Niners could have got. But Nico's back this week. Are you wheels up? Is it just wheels up for Nico?
Mm-hmm.
No hesitation?
Absolutely. None.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll take a look at the rank when we get there. Najee Harris dealing with some swelling, expected to play, but it's a really tough Baltimore matchup. And we had a lot of push on the pro show about Jaylen Warren. What are your general thoughts about Warren versus Najee for this?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like Najee playing in this game if his, you know, ankle is going to be swollen up. But I mean, the guy
kind of successful. Do you guys think you're going to be able to run against the Ravens?
Yeah. I don't know. I know that you can pass against the Ravens, so it doesn't really matter. So I think Warren will probably be in there a little bit more for passing downs and stuff, but you'll also get a healthy dose of Cordarrelle Patterson for pass blocking. So, I mean, I think Najee's not going to get 20 touches, but I think he'll get his normal 15. So
The other injury notes here, Trevor Lawrence still out. I don't think they've officially announced he's like done for the season, but I'm kind of assuming that's where we're at. Mac Jones is in. It makes everybody bad. And just Brian Thomas, I got a huge worry about. I'm more and more on Joe's side from the Out of Bounds show we did, where it's just like Mac is bad and they can play from behind, but I just don't know where they're going to be able to throw the ball, what he's going to be able to do. It's kind of a mystery. Like, could Brian Thomas have a big game? Sure. Massively talented, but they've got to find those open spots. So I think he just lives in his wide receiver dead zone right now in like the 30s, like the Josh Downs, like I mentioned, Downs, Waddle, like those guys. It's just kind of like you put your hands up and you're like, well, if I don't have any other choice, I'll put him out. I have to start Brian Thomas in one league. I have to start Brian Thomas and CD Lamb.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
in this league.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Which we'll talk about Lamb as my wide receivers in FFPC. And it's like, that's not great.
Yeah, he was in that group. Remember, I said I have Josh Downs at 29. I have Brian Thomas Jr. at 34. So,
yeah,
you know, they're kind of in that same boat to me where the quarterback's bad, but that you should be playing from behind. So maybe you get into a little bump there, but I don't know. Nothing is good in Jacksonville right now. The running back situation's a mess. The quarterback is bad, which brings down all of the targets. Jacksonville is just tough right now.
The other big injury stuff, but it's just season long of notes. JJ McCarthy had another surgery to reduce swelling. So keep an eye on that for next year in Dynasty. Maybe, hey, you know what? Maybe something is a buy opportunity in Dynasty League for people see that and they're like, Jesus, what the hell's going on with JJ McCarthy? Possibly. And Dak did officially have his season ending surgery. So there you go for that. Did not practices on Wednesday. Sam Laporta, T. Higgins, Kincaid, Davante Adams. Davante Adams, I think
illness.
Yeah, it was some illness thing that was going on. Kincaid, the expectation was, I thought it was going to be quite a while. Yeah. Does sound optimistic that Higgins is going to maybe be able to play this week, though.
I mean, who knows? I love T. Higgins, but I am sick of waiting on him to come back. So let's just, availability is the best ability, T. Let's get back on the field, man. I mean, I know he's holding out for a contract next year as well, but let's get it going. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing any others of like great note. I know Kittle didn't practice. That's not really a big deal.
Wednesday's veteran rest day. Yeah. Thursday and Friday are the days that you really worry about. So even Kincaid, I'm a little surprised that they would even talk about Kincaid. I don't think he's playing for the next 2 weeks.
I don't either. And we're going to talk about Tyreek Hill here in just a tiny bit. All right, those are some news and notes to get you set. Let's take a break. And then when we come back, we will actually talk about the ranks where Bogman and I have some of these players, what some of the good debates are, essentially trying to bring in from the ether your questions, the questions that are in your brains that are letting and floating around the universe. We are going to try to pluck them and answer them, and we will do it right after this.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
Let's go take a look at the ranks. Again, as always, I suppose is a better way to put it. You can check out our boys over at Fantasy Pros. You can check out all of the ranks each week for the ECR if you want to follow everybody. Pick a couple of your favorites. Always pick Bogman the Welsh. It's never going to hurt you, except weeks where we finish 130 in the ranks contest or something like that. That will inherently hurt you. Probably throw in a little Mick and Pat. Those are two good players to maybe balance us all out. I think that would make for a good mixture here. With the quarterbacks, I think there's a lot of chalk stuff when we jump over to the quarterback ranks this week. We already kind of did the Stroud thing. You gave the rank. I want to talk about your boy, Russi. I want to talk about Russi here because I'm kind of in. You know, his rank was a little startling when you first see it. He's ranked 9. I think he was actually one spot higher in the ECR ranks. He's at 9 right now. Going up against Baltimore. Baltimore is a tough defense, but two things. I kind of presume Baltimore is going to have a lead. And I do not think your team, even though you're going to try, Arthur Smith's going to try, you're going to be able to successfully run. So you're going to have to pass. And Russ likes to pass. He likes to go deep. That bodes really well for Pickens. Probably going to be on my bet sheet this week. Mike Williams may be more involved. Maybe a little bit of Firemuth. Jaylen Warren, going to watch what his receptions are. Russ is a much better option for your guys' team when you need to pass the ball. I do buy that he's a top 10 fantasy quarterback this week. You have him at 10. You're one spot higher, so you hate him than the ECR. I'm higher than you. I believe I have him at 8. I just went away from my quarterback ranks right now. I have got Russi at 8 here. So what do you think about Russ against Baltimore? You're in. You're top 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I expect the Steelers to pass more than they do in general, but they're the second lowest passing team in the league right now in terms of play percentage. It's Philly at 32, Pittsburgh at 31, Baltimore at 30. So I kind of expect this to be a lower scoring, ugly AFC North style game. I don't expect it to look like Thursday night football at all. But I do think that the way to beat Baltimore is through the air. So you're going to have to do it, which is why I have Russ as a QB1. It does make me sick to put Russell Wilson as a QB1.
When you see, if you had Russ Wilson and Jordan Love, putting Russell Wilson over Jordan Love, how much do you throw up in your mouth?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I didn't do it. I have Russ at 10 and I have Love at 9.
Oh, you do? Okay, all right.
I have him ahead of Bo Nix. I have him ahead of Mahomes, which is probably a mistake that I'll
call. I made that adjustment. I actually adjusted. Yeah. Mahomes, I'm putting over Russ Wilson.
I'm going to do that too. So I'll have Russ as 11, but that's still a QB1. It doesn't feel right, but I'm hoping Mike Williams gets on the field more because Calvin Austin is just not made for that type of role. Mike Williams fits for Russell way, way better. Hopefully that opens up stuff for Freiermuth and the running backs underneath. So we saw Joe Burrow sit there and pick apart this Ravens defense, and Kyle Hamilton, who's one of their best players, is questionable to play this week, right? So I don't like what Baltimore is selling on defense right now. So Russ has to kind of be a number one. You kind of have to pinch your nose and do it.
If there was like a quarterback that you would have a massive hesitation for this week, it would be Jared Goff after throwing 4 million picks. Here's the problem. He literally couldn't get a better matchup. He's going up against Jacksonville. So you have Goff, who's coming off of like a career worst, having the greatest matchup you could possibly think of that opens up opportunities for Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams to get re-involved. How are you treating Jared Goff this week? Because I got him inside the top 10, even coming off of that really bad performance. They're also going to be able to run. That's my only hesitation, too, is like off of that really bad pick performance. Do I think they might want to like first drive, come out and have him throw a touchdown off a play action? Yeah, but I don't know, man. He might not throw anymore. It might be like 185, a touchdown, and then 47 carries between Gibbs and Montgomery. How do you deal with it?
Tell me what's more overrated, Welsh. Jared Goff going 18 for 18 and throwing the perfect game and blah, 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 or throwing the five picks and they win. Which is more overrated?
Overrated then is like the 18 for 18, I guess, because if they win after throwing all the picks, like for fantasy, I mean, the four picks stinks. Like maybe it's the word you're using, overrated. I'm not
I guess my point is, and I'm not using the right words here. You're right. My point is that he is neither the guy that threw the perfect game nor the five interceptions.
Agreed with that. Yeah, no, I know what you mean by that.
So Jacksonville is a bad matchup. The offense is bad. They're going to turn the ball over. They're going to give Detroit short fields. I mean, there's a possibility that Jared Goff throws four or five touchdowns in this game. So he has to be QB1. I haven't made
it. Yeah, that's the problem. It's like when you look at QB1s this week, Jared Goff and Russell Wilson are in your face, as is Justin Herbert, too, because he's got Cincinnati. There's these quarterbacks.
He's also getting better. You know, he's just been getting better and more healthy every week. Just
well, and their run game is becoming a little less efficient, too. So they're having to pass a bit more. But when you see those guys above, you know, Stroud and Mahomes, it just leaves a little bit of uncomfortability. Drake May, I'm kind of into Drake May this week. You're not quite. Let me see. I mean, you have him at 15. He's at 15. So you're at ECR. I've got him at 13. Rams defense. I think.
Wrong. Did you watch Monday Night Football? Jared Verse is a goddamn monster right now.
I guess just from like the pass. I mean, you're not wrong. Like
dude, the Pats on the interior. Sucks.
Yeah. And this is where I was kind of more going with it. It's because like, I think you can get deep balls on that team. And also because that offensive line is bad, Drake May is going to cut up and run in this one. So that's where like, I'm a little bit more optimistic in that he might have some deep play action, probably going to be a lot of Hunter Henry on the safety, and it's going to be May running for his life. And that's the Justin Fields school of fantasy value. Yeah, like it doesn't have to look good and it can be against a bad defense, but a guy that can run for his life and score touchdowns and get yards. That's where I feel like he's being a little bit underrated. I guess you're also right. This isn't the Rams from like the beginning of the season. The defense is playing better, but that's more on like the interior.
I mean, honestly, I had a real big fear about the Rams defense coming in because you lose the best defensive player in the game in Aaron Donald, right? So he leaves and you're replacing him with a rookie, you know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
And Brandon Fisk, who's a good player, and he has proven to be a great player. And I think the thing that's really benefiting them is, you know, Verse and Fisk came from Florida State and are doing a great job. And you can kind of see they've lost a bunch at Florida State as well by missing those guys. They're 1-9 this year. So this Rams defense is playing at a different level than I thought they were going to be able to, even if they played their best this year. So I'm respecting them a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, he's still a high-end QB2 because of that rushing upside. I do think we're just going to have some games from May that are going to be bad to end out the year because the line is going to get more beat up and worse as the year goes on. Hopefully we get some better pass catchers to come out of this to keep rotating guys in and out. And Butte has been the guy now. Kendrick Bourne is back in the doghouse. Maybe Baker will get a shot at some point, but it has just been ugly on offense for New England all year. He's the only good part outside of maybe Stevenson getting touchdowns.
The interesting thing I will throw out there, they're like middle of the pack, the Rams. Middle of the pack in fantasy points given up to quarterback. So like where the defense was bad, it is improved. They are dead middle of the league as far as the fantasy points they're giving up to quarterback according to NFL Fantasy. They do lean a little bit on the not giving up rushing yards to quarterback side. And they also have not given up a rushing touchdown to quarterback so far this year. So something to consider if you're going to like be like me and kind of be on drug
drink. Sheer night. Dumb luck.
Yeah, something like that.
Drake may could score two this week, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Is there a deeper quarterback or a quarterback that's maybe different than the ranks that you think you are more into this week? I mean, you know, I see a lot of like some normalcy in your ranks to ECR.
I like Tua.
Okay, Tua's a good one, because I was going to say, it seems like you have Aaron Rodgers a little bit higher, but Tua's a great one to talk about.
Both those guys. I mean, you know, just the matchups here. For Tua, it's Vegas. And I know Vegas is coming off, you know, they're coming off a bye week and everything. I don't care. They are a horrible team. And, you know, I had to give a little boost. I mean, let's not go to Aaron Rodgers to look up stats for us, right? Because he completely got that Jared Goff one wrong. On McAfee today, but the Colts defense is not good and they're going back to Anthony Richardson. It might set up some short fields. If Devontae gets over this illness in time, which you would assume he would by Sunday, I think they're going to be okay on offense, even though they look real bad against the Cardinals. I just don't trust the Colts defense right now.
I wish I could trust Tua. Tua would be the one I wish I could trust here. I think May is one. Also, I don't know, Stafford, like just New England's defense and passing against them with both of the big wide receivers. I think that might be a semi-sneaky one if you're looking at it this week. Over on the running backs, let's take a look at RBs. As mentioned before, Christian McCaffrey is kind of the ECR number one guy for the week. Not for you, though. You mentioned Joe Mixon is your top dog. We don't need to like talk a ton about these big guys, yeah. But like Joe Mixon is your flavor to absolutely break out. Do you think the Mixon side, because I guess I kind of spoke about it, do you think the Mixon being number one side is going to take away from Stroud being able to be like a thing? Because you have Stroud at 14, so you're not really equating like everything is going to click more. It's just Joe Mixon's going to roll.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I think the Texans beat the crap out of the Cowboys. So in the later in the game, I think they're running the ball a bunch and they don't tend to go to anybody else when Mixon is healthy. So I just see a bunch of carries for Mixon in this game. And I'll just say, I also have Saquon ahead of CMC because I think you only run him 14 times in the Dallas game because you know you're playing on Thursday night. And what's the best thing to do to Washington to keep Jaden Daniels on the sideline? It's run the ball, chew up clock, chew up that defense, wear them down for the fourth quarter. So I have in the Thursday night game, I have the overplay on Saquon carries and it's 18.5. So I think he's going to get 20 plus carries at least. So I feel real good about Saquon. And then I had CMC. I dropped him all the way to third because it's a great matchup against the Seahawks here. And we know he will get the touches because Shanahan is a lunatic. So it's going to keep happening.
What's your thought on DeAndre Swift this week? I can't, he's the one that keeps getting my focus. On the rank show, I looked at him and I'm just like, I don't know. And I see him on your rank. I think you're like right at ECR again.
17.
Yeah, you're at 17. Let me see. His ECR is 18. So you're right there. Obviously, you know, the offensive change with Waldron out could lead to a lot of different things. I think typically one thing that you see outside of like get the stars, the ball, is that like the changeover will tend to reestablish a run. My only problem is this. I wonder if a reestablish, you know, the offense and the run puts in more Roshan and it doesn't put in more DeAndre Swift. And this offense also, by the way, sucks. Caleb, indecisive. They need to change the playbook. They need to force him no more doing this and that and running around and checking your nails and whatever you're doing. Like look at your first read, throw the ball. Second read, check down. No more running around in circles because his indecisiveness is killing him. And part of the offensive line too. So like, did that change? So if that changes, that could change the scope of everything and it can make the run game more efficient. But I guess I just kind of come back to what were we talking about? Like with Richardson and Downs, like, yeah, maybe things could change. There's nothing to tell us otherwise. Outside of them firing Waldron, like, I don't know what the thing is to change. So that leaves me questionable with DeAndre Swift, but maybe it just doesn't amount to much because maybe there aren't options. But he is surrounded by guys like Aaron Jones and Brian Robinson, who is just labeled to be active. And even someone I would throw out like a Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb has got a really great matchup this week against New Orleans, and we've seen him get some volume. I mean, I know you have it, so I guess I know your question, but like Swift being above them, there's something that's not sitting well with that for me.
I think that's a fair instinct for sure. My thing with Aaron Jones is he's banged up. You mentioned the inefficiency for the Chargers run game. So I have Dobbins a spot below. Chase Brown is going up against the Chargers, who have been playing strong defense all year. The offense is bad in New England. So, you know, maybe Nick Chubb needs to get a little boost here, but DeAndre Swift has been the only part of this offense that has run well. So yeah. As a firm RB2, I feel pretty good about him there. Now, personally, I'm not a big DeAndre Swift fan. So I think as soon as they take the ball away from him and give it to somebody else, the offense is going to be moving better. And I think you kind of have to do that if you were going to make a change to this offense. So I think your initial instinct is absolutely correct. It's just this week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! You know, there's not a lot. I'm definitely going to have Aaron Jones ahead of him if we know Aaron Jones 100% for sure is playing. I think he is playing, but I don't know if he's 100%. You know what I mean?
It looks like he's good to go. He is going to be playing, and that's good to go.
Okay.
By the way, on Swift, he does have, to his credit, four of the last 6 weeks, he has a top RB1 finish. Five of the last 6 weeks, he finishes a top two. Also, if you want to get technical about it, he has technically dropped five straight weeks in his rank, but three of those were still in white running back ones. He was a 30 last week. He's not getting over the 20 carry marker. You know, he peaked in week five and it's kind of tapered
he's
down.
Not he's that
gone.
Guy.
Yeah, he's gone 16-2 straight. So I guess my thing is like, do they want more of Swift, or could you maybe see him take a little bit of a backseat to some more Roshan? And if they're just not efficient, I don't know. And also look at the defense for the rest of the season. Doesn't look great. Minnesota, Detroit, San Francisco, you know, defensively, they can go back and forth on how they are as far as pass run, but they've got two against Minnesota, two against Detroit, San Francisco. Championship week is against Seattle, which I guess is nice, but I guess I'm just kind of trending down on DeAndre Swift and the questions of the offense.
Is he one of your favorite players to trade right now? Trade deadline is today for most people. Wednesday.
I think there's some sleeper ones that are next week. Yeah, there are a lot that are today. There aren't there. Mm. I think he'd be on there. I've had Pollard there, but Pollard just had his bad week. Swift, you could kind of justify. He didn't have a great week this past week, but you know, the week prior he, you know, had the six catches, which held him up. He went over 80 yards. Yeah, I think I would definitely be a sell on him. I don't like the rest of the season schedule. But the thing that's going to be wrong about this is if the new OC is just like, you know what we need? 20 plus of Swift every single game.
Well, if you give him 20 plus 3 weeks in a row, he will die. So he's too small. He can't handle that workload. So
it's like
I think to that point, you could see more Roshan. If we want to run the ball 40 times a game, then it's going to be 20-20. You know what I mean? So
he's like a Mogwai feeding him after midnight.
Don't want to do that. He's just too small. His frame is too small to handle that.
So are Mogwais. They're too small. Yeah. You're not supposed to eat after midnight.
After midnight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was worse, feeding them after midnight or dry? I remember seeing a preview of the trailer. It was like, do not feed them after midnight. But I guess after midnight they turned into a gremlins, and when they went in the water, they duplicated. Wasn't that happened?
Right? I don't remember.
I think that because they would like bubble up, and there would be new gremlins if they fell in the water, but midnight would turn them into a gremlin.
All I remember is if I had some Dimetapp when I was sick, I would definitely see them. So
oh, you see the,
in my closet.
Did you see gremlins or Mogwais?
Both. They'd be all over the place. Stuff coming up out of the floor. Mm. Stuff was basically acid that they used to give us to put us to sleep. So
yeah, well, they put mercury in our teeth like 15 years ago too. So that's great to sit around here. Other running backs are now. We talked about Nick Chubb, Brian Robinson. You had him at 24. Now that we know he's healthy, is this still the range for you, or do you want to go up a little bit?
Yeah, not too much because, you know, is he 100%? It's Thursday night and Philly's defense is really strong. So I could see moving him up to like 19, maybe a spot ahead of J.K. Dobbins.
Okay, where do you think the line is from these are fine options to battle between and then hit the absolute panic? When I look at your ranks, I see where it is in my mind. What is the who is it? What is the number?
24 is Brian Robinson.
Oh,
I don't like, I do not like the rest of the running backs. I don't like Pollard against Minnesota, especially when he's splitting. I don't like the Dallas offense. So Rico's there. I just honestly don't trust Sean Payton to give the ball right back to Audric Estime. I do think that is what we should assume, but I would not be shocked if we saw Javonte start this game again. So I don't trust Audric to start him. Maybe Warren, I'll move up. As you said, Najee's a little banged up. ETN against Detroit, I hate. Mostert is touchdown dependent. The rest of this is crap. I don't like it.
Estime, to me, at year 27 is the start of like, these are panic type of things. So what I mean by that, I'm not saying I'm advocating for Rico or advocating for Pollard. I was trading on Pollard or anything like that. But I'm saying,
I think they're trustable. Like, they're going to get touches for sure.
Yeah, like those are the guys where you're not like, I think like Brian Robinson and Ramondre, like those can be closer questions, or Nick Chubb and J.K. Dobbins and stuff. When you go from Dowdle to Estime, that's a huge jump in my mind. And that's where these big questions are in. But you do, I think you're higher on Estime than the consensus right now. So you were putting some questions in it, but you have them as a solid flex at 27.
Yeah, well, because I don't like the rest of this crap. I am flexing wideouts this week for sure. Not these running backs. This is